Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And yeah, the man was right. My name is Pedro Fernandez, 34 plus years now, your undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Straight up, we're going to switch gears to an extent in this hour. We're going to combine both boxing and MMA. We'll talk a little boxing, of course, a little history of boxing with the retired godfather of the HBO, Chris Wright. We're blessed to have Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer, as part of the MMA out here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So if you'd like to talk to Larry, the living legend, you can. I've got to open up the toll-free phone lines right now. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7569. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text lines. Right? You don't have to, you know, come on the air, but you can drop a line or a question or an opinion, something like that. Or a barb, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. So, the world of mixed martial arts still rocking and reeling over the fact that Underdog and light heavyweight champion, I'm talking about Daniel Cormier, knocked out, and he knocked him out. I'm talking about, wow, Stipe Miocic, the renowned boxer, the former Golden Gloves champion, gets knocked out by a wrestler. How do you figure that? Of course, professional mixed martial arts or the world of mixed martial arts, MMA, call it anything goes, whatever you want to call it. The bottom line is anything can happen. So many different ways to win or lose. It's like, you know, that's why building a legacy, that's why heavyweight champions in the UFC, like the record's like two defenses. That's the record. And the UFC's been around since 1993, but the most a heavyweight champion has defended in a row is two fights. That's pretty scary. Not much for legacy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline at SB Nation Radio Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My next guest is one of the stars of Ocean's 11. I watched it last night and said, there's Larry, the godfather himself. Larry Merchant, was that the last time you did some TV or some movies, or you were in a couple after that?
Oh, I was in a few after that, Pedro. I've done 7 or 8, and I've always played myself.
Is it tough playing yourself?
Not really. The directors usually tell me to give me the flexibility to turn the words I'm given into my take on things, my sound. George Clooney was in that movie, I recall, mm-hmm. and what's her name, the famous actress, who was terrific around the set. Anyway, yeah, so I did Ocean's 11, and there was a famous sparring contest that was a big part of the fight between Lennox Lewis and Vladimir Klitschko, that the heist went on while they were fighting.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was hoping that that fight would happen someday, but it never did. Lennox Lewis did fight Vitali Klitschko.
Of course, Lennox Lewis, that would be his last fight. Lennox Lewis would go on to fight Hossein Rahman, and they said that he was partying with George Clooney and you guys, and he wasn't training, and he got knocked out by Rahman in South Africa. And Emmanuel Stewart told me he was physically and emotionally unprepared for the fight.
Well, I think that was the general consensus, that he stayed behind to help do the movie, that Rahman left earlier to go to South Africa and acclimate himself. So the upset didn't seem to be all that big of an upset, but it was a big upset, and Lennox Lewis later avenged.
Speaking of Hossein Rahman, here's what's up. He knocks out Lennox Lewis for the world heavyweight title. So Don King's got him in his office. No, they're in a hotel in New York City, somewhere in Manhattan. And Don's trying to get him to sign with him. At the same time, Cedric Kushner has a $24 million check for him. A $24 million check from HBO for him. So Cedric's trying to find him. He's hanging out with Don and talking about Hossein Rahman. He ends up taking a duffel bag with $350,000 in cash instead of a $24 million check. Godfather, tell me what's wrong with that picture.
Well, my recollection is that King told him, how do you know that check won't bounce?
A
check from home box office. And it shows you the mentality of many fighters who come from the streets and they'd rather touch $300,000 then a process a $24 million check.
That was the most mind-boggling of all the decisions I've ever heard in the in the world of boxing. In Godfather, we've been around the box a couple times, but I can't think of a more asinine. I just can't think of a more stupid move that's ever been pulled money wise.
Well, Don King could be very clever and persuasive and evil when it came to dealing with money and fighters who didn't know a lot about money.
Well, Mike Tyson, of course, he hates him. The hate is really obvious.
Well, Mike Tyson sued him, and I think he got $14 million in a settlement.
Here's what's up. One day I'm talking to, I call Don on the phone, and Mike Tyson's in the limo with him, and they're in Florida, and they're rumbling back and forth. They're having an argument. I can't talk right now. He's screaming. If I said, okay. So what ends up happening was that Tyson got upset with King and started slapping King around in the back of the limousine. And the driver, I can't think of his name right now, but he was a big buff guy. He ends up stopping the limo and getting out. Mike slapped him around a couple of times. So this was all circled around this phone call I made to Don King that day. It was hysterical, but that's what happens, you know, when you mess with Mike Tyson. He will make it physical.
Yeah, well, when Tyson signed with King, he said, I know he'll steal my money, but I'm going to sign with him anyway. You try to process that.
Well, you know, but on the flip side, James Page was the WBA welterweight champion from Northern California. In fact, I think he fought in the Golden Gloves the year before I did, after I did. Anyway, he was the WBA champion, and Don King went to him with a deal to fight Felix Trinidad. He was going to get $1.8 million, but his manager was going to take half. Carl King was his manager, was going to take half, so he's only going to get $900,000 and break that down as trainers and that kind of good stuff. And his mother jumped in. James Page's mother jumped in. She calls me on the phone. She goes, you know, Don King's taking this. I said, listen, where else can he make $900,000? I mean, where else can you make $900,000? So anyway, she ends up bucking Don King, telling me that I was in Don King's pocket. It's kind of, I'm just trying to tell you, you know, where's he going to make $900,000? So anyway, he gets knocked out for $100,000 in his next fight.
Well, I'm sorry, Pedro, but out of a $1.8 million purse after taxes and expenses, he's probably ending up with $400,000 to $500,000, and there's something wrong with that picture.
Good point there. Speaking of money in boxing, how much money do you think will be on the line when these guys clash for the heavyweight title next year? I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, the undefeated WBC champion out of that boxing hotbed, Mobile, Alabama, and, of course, Anthony Joshua, who is going to fight in Wembley Stadium against, you know, is it Povetkin? Is he going to take on Povetkin now?
Yes.
Okay, Povetkin, 34-1. He's got some performance-enhancing drugs. That's going to be in front of 90,000 people. How do you negotiate with a guy that sells 90,000 seats versus a guy that sells 10,000 seats?
Well, the way you negotiate it, you say the big money is in America with pay-per-view,
mm-hmm.
and I'm an American, and I'm going to generate more money or help you generate more money in America than you can make from 90,000 people showing up in a stadium.
Would the Tyson Fury fight eclipse money wise a fight with Wilder?
It could. I mean, look, you can always double or triple the price of stadium tickets too, and it would be a big pay-per-view event. In Britain, that's a little bit above my pay grade to know exactly what they could generate. But if they perceive it as an easy fight to win, then maybe they take it before they fight Wilder.
Good point. We're talking with Larry Merchant.
They could also look at it another way. We'll fight Wilder. If we beat Wilder, we can fight Fury. If we lose to Wilder, we could also fight Fury.
Good point. And Fury, they could sell unlimited tickets to that fight, Fury and Joshua in the UK, right? I mean, they could hold.
They don't build stadiums big enough to contain the interest of that fight in Great Britain.
And of course, the Gypsy, they call him a traveler. Now, being a traveler, and he had all that money, was he really living in a mobile home? That's a traveler. Did Tyson Fury live in a mobile home?
I don't know where he was living when he started making some big bucks, if he was still attached to the travelers who were historically like Irish gypsies who live on the road. And he happened to come from a tribe of them who had boxing in their background, who had relatives who were heavyweight champions of the travelers and so on and so forth. So he grew up in that world, But it looks like he had a hard time living in the outside world by what happened to him after he beat Klitschko.
Good fight. Good point. Larry Merchant, of course, on Tyson Fury, the giant gypsy, getting his act back together as a heavyweight contender. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. One segment with Larry Merchant to go. This is Sports Byline.
Does that look like a fighter's body? Shame on you, my friend.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. You let a fat man beat you.
Can't stand it. Shame
so,
on me.
So, you know, a fat man's beat him and relieved him of all his belts. I don't take boxing seriously, as you can tell. I don't care about boxing. It's mainly about getting a few quid and putting the food on the table. That's it. That's your professional, and if that's all a professional can do, then God help us all. Because what's the point in practicing your job for 40 years if you can't beat a fat man? So, credit to him if he can beat me in the rematch. This time, he beat a fat man. Boom.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Boom.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah. I was serious about the $350,000 in the duffel bag. Dead serious about that. Taking that, Hossein Rahman taking that instead of the $24 million check that HBO had given him. He had the check. It wasn't like he didn't see the check. It wasn't like they said, "Look, we're going to give you a check tomorrow." He had the check. He just didn't cash it.
Or deposit it.
Oh, whatever. But the bottom line was, You know, and then I remember a couple years later, a couple of dead bodies turned up in the trunk of his car in Baltimore, Maryland. So it wasn't like he had a $24 million life after that.
Well, it's the sad story of many people who come into the kind of money that they never imagined and aren't quite sure what to do with it.
Every time boxing has suffered a lull over the years, Godfather, there's always been a savior of sorts. In the 60s, it was Cassius Clay at first, of course, and Muhammad Ali. And in the 70s, maybe it was still Ali to an extent. And then in the 80s, we had Duran and Leonard and Hagler. And then in the 90s, we had Tyson and De La Hoya and this and that. Who's the next savior in boxing?
Well,
Mayweather didn't do
it for
me.
Most of the guys you've mentioned are Americans.
Okay.
And there are a number of really good American fighters right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they become stars or superstars in terms of being box office attractions is going to be fascinating to me. I mean, how many people know who Deontay Wilder is? What if Deontay Wilder became the heavyweight champion? Would it be meaningful in this day and age? I don't know. It's a question that will be answered sooner or later because the center of the boxing universe, which once was America in terms of turning out elite fighters and champions and so forth, is now going elsewhere, and now it's more of an international sport, and Great Britain and Mexico and some countries in the Far East. It doesn't always translate into what's happening here in America in terms of crowning great public figures.
You know, we talk a lot in this country about the tribalism in politics. There's really a lot of tribalism in boxing. We've got HBO or Showtime and ESPN and Bob Arum. And, of course, and Al Haymon doing his thing with Showtime. It's sort of like you've got these bitter enemies. It doesn't look like they're ever going to get together. So can we just kiss those big fights off?
I'm not ready to do that yet. In theory, competition is supposed to be good, and we have seen where rival promoters have been able to make, as well as rival networks have been able to make deals that benefit everybody when a fight becomes too big to not make. So that could happen, but until it happens, it hasn't happened in this part of the 21st century. So what happens in the next few years, because there are so many good fighters out there, will tell us something about whether boxing will ever be create a superstar and a mainstream stream of big fights.
The last time the networks couldn't get together was in 1996. It was De La Hoya and Chavez, the first fight. Chavez was with Don King and Showtime.
No, there were others. There was Lennox Lewis and Tyson, as I recall, when HBO and Showtime had to make a deal for the fight, and we both had. They tossed a coin to see which network was going to do it live and mm-hmm. which network was going to. Have the
delayed
run yeah. and how much that was worth. So it's happened.
But the reason why I bring that up, Godfather, is I banked 30 large that night. I did the closed circuit in Spanish. I was the only guy in Northern California to put this fight on the closed circuit. I rented a theater with 5 screens, and I threw 4 of them up in Spanish and 1 in English, and it was sold out, and I had a great time. And Although the local municipality, the police shut off my beer sales at 7:30. That probably cost me another. Godfather, you're laughing, but it probably cost me 20.
No,
probably cost me 20 G's.
It just shows you, you know, the our entrepreneurial spirit will rise and conquer all.
Well, I brought in a taco truck in there. This is back in 1996. Taco trucks weren't on every corner in the United States, so I brought the taco truck inside the theater. I mean, I had the Corona beer going, the whole nine yards. We were selling by the tap. I think the beer was costing me 35 cents a cup, and I was getting $4 for it. So it was just a wild, wild evening. And, of course, the cops came in and ruined it for me at 7:30.
Well, you tell me, then. you're on the ground floor there. Do you see any fights where you could repeat that episode?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, then you know more about it than I do.
I don't. I really don't. I mean, I don't think there are two fighters right now that could draw people to the theaters. Because, you know, even I was thinking the other day about the Ali fights, you know, the three Ali Frazier fights. We watched them delayed at movie theaters. We knew the results of the fight, and yet we went to the movie theaters and we watched
really?
These fights three times. I mean, the delay, we were into it. It wasn't on TV that quickly. So we went to, I remember the third one especially, The Thrill of Manila. I saw that like four or five times on Market Street at the cinema theater there, having paid each time. But you know,
the heavyweight championship used to be owned by Americans, and some of them became massive stars. I'm not sure that could happen again if Wilder were to beat Joshua, but I'm curious to see how that will unfold.
Interesting. Larry Merchant is our guest, folks. Of course, the retired godfather from HBO, 1978 to 2012. How's the godmother doing? How's she feeling? Everything okay down there?
We're doing okay. It's another beautiful day in paradise down here, and we're looking forward to more of it.
No doubt about it. Now, Godfather, when you think about Southern California boxing and you go back to the days of the Olympic Auditorium, was that really the high? I mean, I wasn't a big Olympic Auditorium fan. I fought there and I lost the state title back in like 84, I think, or 83. But I wasn't a big Olympic Auditorium fan. Was it really that hot every week, the fights there?
Well, when I came to live out in Southern California, it was already in decline, but there were some good fights there back in the day of the great Bobby Chacon and others.
The schoolboy from Pomona.
There is a big fight, a good fight actually coming up at the Staples Center where the Lakers play with Mikey Garcia and Robert Easter. A challenger who is unbeaten and has some knockouts, et cetera. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks, I think.
So what happened to the Lomachenko fight that Mikey said was all front, all going to happen?
I haven't heard that. I don't think anybody is too eager to fight Lomachenko unless that's where they can get the best paycheck because right now he looks pretty tough. And maybe a Lomachenko and Garcia fight could become what I would say is a modest pay-per-view event after they won another fight or two.
Interesting. Godfather, I'm going to let you go. You have a great, great Sunday. I thank you so much for your time. I feel blessed each and every time you do spend some time with us. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and so do all the listeners, without a doubt.
Anytime, Brian. Anytime, Pedro. Thanks.
The great Larry Merchant, folks. What can I say? The Godfather. I get so, you know, I get a little, can you tell I get a little giddy here? I get like goosebumps and that kind of stuff. I just do. I don't with anybody else. I don't. And I've interviewed heads of state. I've introduced presidents in other countries and things like that. You know, big Peter. I mean, but Larry Merchant gives me the goosebumps. I just don't know why each and every time I interview him, I get a little bit of the goosebumps, which tells me that he's special. There's just no doubt about it. The Godfather is so special. And him and his lovely wife, of course, Patricia Stitch, that was her actress. Her name is an actress, but what a fabulous lady. She really slapped me around a couple of times and let me know what was going on back in my semi-not-so-mature days. So, I mean, I like the godmother and the godfather, without a doubt, for the influence on both Pedro Fernandez and his radio career. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Call us, open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Scott Cuddy is going to be training for that fight with Deontay Wilder. That's right. You know that Joshua is going to be taking on Alexander Povetkin for a version of the world heavyweight title. Our own Scott Cuddy is going to be challenging Deontay Wilder in Mobile, Alabama for the heavyweight crown. More on that after the break. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. No. After the break, we'll talk to the UFC. Of course, the UFC heavyweight champion and the UFC light heavyweight champion, both the same guy. Bit of a freak of nature, of course. Talking about Daniel Cormier knocking out boxer Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight title just a fortnight ago. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the music of Mannix, starring Mike Connors, former UCLA basketball star, on CBS late night, Saturday nights.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Mannix.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Yeah, yeah, the hard rock music and all. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast. Hard metal. I hung out with a hard metal guy for a while. Remember him? Phil Anselmo, the lead singer of Pantera, back in the days when Pantera, of course, the hard rock band, had Dimebag, was on the guitar. Of course, somebody shot him to death, I think, in Dallas or somewhere in Texas. They shot him on the stage. The guy was performing. Some guy jumps out of the crowd with a gun and shoots him dead, like, on the stage. I kid you not. But Pantera, those hard rock guys, they rocked hard. I can't even tell you. How hard they rocked, because you wouldn't believe it. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're talking about the USC, of course, this hour, this segment of this hour. And, of course, USC just rocking and rolling. Not really. I think right now I'm looking at mixed martial arts as a whole, and I think that somehow there's something missing right now. And the MMA is at a point right now that if it doesn't take a step up and if it doesn't recover, I think it's going to go back to being less of a powerful entity in the sports world than it is right now. And why do I say that? I just get the feeling, because you don't feel that magnetic feeling for some of these UFC cards. I mean, I'm looking into the future, and it's not something like, you know, where you've got to, like, oh my God, I've got to see that fight. Oh my God, there's just not that all. There ain't too many, oh my God, I want to see that fight type of thing as far as the world mixed martial arts is concerned. And that is due to a lack of promotion and the fact that I mentioned earlier, the fact that, you know, you can lose so many different ways in the world of MMA as far as, you know, the non-boxing MMA is concerned. Full contact karate, anything goes, call it what you want. You know, and in full contact karate, you couldn't choke anybody, but you can choke somebody in the world of mixed martial arts. You can choke them, you submit them, you know, twist their arm off, twist their leg off. I'll never forget when Ken Shamrock, a former UFC fighter and, of course, a professional wrestler as well, but he locked Dan Fry up in an ankle lock in Tokyo, Japan. It was part of a Pride Ultimate MMA type of card. Okay, they used to fight in a ring instead of a cage, but it was the same thing, anything goes, right? So he slaps his ankle lock on him, and he breaks Don Fry's leg in four spots, four different stress fractures, and he wouldn't give up. That's pretty sick. That, I mean, think about that four different times. Anyway, I'm looking at the rest of the UFC schedule, and, you know, there's not a whole lot I get involved about. We'll get to the upcoming card pretty soon, but the next pay-per-view card, the one that you're supposed to get excited about, is Cody Garbrandt taking on T.J. Dillashaw. T.J. Dillashaw being the defending world bantamweight champion the second time around. Of course, T.J. beating Renan Barreiro a few years ago, I was thinking, man, this guy's like on his way to like superstardom, but something happened to him. I don't know what it was. Of course, he might have been a sellout and left the Team Alpha Male guys up there in Sacramento, California, left those guys, and, you know, went off to Colorado where the money was good. They were paying him to train over there, so he wanted to go where the money was. The bottom line is T.J. Dillashaw, good fighter, 18 total fights, 15 wins, a two-time UFC champion. Of course, defended that title against the man that he took it from, Cody Garbrandt. Garbrandt thought he was in control of the first fight, said he made a mistake, and of course he lost. But, you know, as I said, usually in rematches, the guy that won the first time won. If there's really any controversy involved, maybe that isn't always the case. But for the most part, if the better guy won the first time, the better guy's going to win the second time. So as far as T.J. Dillashaw and Cody Garbrandt's concerned, Cody had never lost a fight before going into this match with T.J. Dillashaw a couple of fights ago, losing that title. Dillashaw wanted to do other things. He did not want to fight Garbrandt again. Shame on him. I think he should have went right back into the rematch. I think it was hot right then and then. And it should have been a real quick rematch. It shouldn't have been a thing where T.J. Dillashaw put this off, because by putting it off, he sort of threw water on the fire. What I'm trying to say is the fire isn't in other words, if they'd have scheduled a rematch shortly after the first fight, it would have had a lot of fire behind it, a lot of anticipation behind it, because the first fight would have been fresh in people's minds. So now the USC is probably going to have to show the first fight on TV or on their website or that kind of good stuff to get people reinterested. But had they gone when the coals are hot, when, you know, the UFC wanted to go, Garbrandt wanted to go, but T.J. Dillashaw didn't want to go. Now, the co-feature, pretty good fighter, but I'm not high on the champion, even though he is the best fighter in all of mixed martial arts in the minds of many. I'm talking about Demetrius Johnson, the world flyweight champion, 125 pounds. They call him Mighty Mouse, of course, born in 1986. One hell of a fighter. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him, except for the fact that for some reason, he just doesn't make it a lot with me. He's got 30 fights. He's won 27 fights of the 30, of course. 5 by knockout, 11 by submission, 11 by decision. He's lost twice, both by decision. Never been stopped. Had one draw, an amateur record, two wins, two fights. You know, pretty impressive, no doubt about that. I mean, the guy is just a stellar fighter, no doubt about it. But for some reason, at 125 pounds, he hasn't seemed to tickle my fancy, per se. But the guy that he's taking on, Henry Cejudo, yeah, I like Henry. You know I like Henry. I've talked about Henry before. Of course, I think he was a 2008 Olympic gold medalist. I think it was 2008. Anyway, he's an amazing fighter. 14 fights total. He's got 12 wins. Of course, lost that first fight to Demetrius Johnson. And he'd only been in the UFC for like 6 months. Something like that. He told me he only had a couple of fights, man. They put me in there with the champion right away. I mean, not that I wasn't going to take it. But, you know, it was a little early for me to be put in that deep. I mean, he was put in like shark-infested water, man. The guy didn't even have a life jacket. He was like just a couple of fights, 6 months in the UFC. Anyway, 12 wins, two losses, 5 wins coming by knockout, 7 by decision. He is the real deal. He really is. And I think he's matured to the point, a former, as I said, freestyle wrestler, an Olympic gold medalist. He won the gold, baby, at flyweight. So I really give him all kinds of props here, and I give him a hell of a shot to be the guy that takes out Demetrius Johnson. I think he's a live underdog. I think he's learned his craft. I think he's smart. I think he's a better wrestler. I think that when this fight goes long and, you know, goes into the third and fourth round, I think his youth, the fact he's younger, I think it'll work. He's only 31 years old. That's not old for a mixed martial artist. Anyway, I'm seeing great things for Henry Cejudo should he beat Demetrius Johnson. And right now, he's an underdog on the betting cards, but I'm going to say he's going to do that. Alexander Gustafsson, the Swede, remember him? Former light heavyweight title holder. Take that back. A challenger. Taking on that very determined opponent. Talk about to be determined. That means, like, to be annihilated. Anytime they can't put an opponent next to a guy's name, the guy that usually comes in gets knocked out. How often do you see some guy coming in that was former TBD, or better than that one, to be announced? Yeah, TBA, to be announced, to be annihilated. How many times have you seen a guy that was to be announced knock out the guy that has been there for a long time, has been in the fight? This doesn't happen. They're looking for a substitute for Gustafsson, somebody he can beat. Women's strawweight bout on the card. Pollyanna Viana taking on J.J. Aldridge. Cub Swanson, very exciting fighter. He's on the card as well. Of course, this is the main card. The UFC is rocking and rolling as far as this fight's concerned, but not enough to make me, like, stop what I'm doing. And I want to have fights where I stop what I'm doing. See, that's the key. That's what you've got to make fans want to do. You got to make them stop wanting what they're doing to watch the fight. That's how compelling you have to make the fight. And you make it fight that way by striking at the right time, by having a little bit more promotional wisdom than I think Dana White has. I mean, Dana White's done well. Of course, he turned, like, you know, a money loser, $34 million in the hole, into a $4 billion entity. So I give him his props for that, no doubt about it. In fact, the UFC sold last year for $4.2 billion. That's $4,200 million. That's a lot of money for a company that lost $34 million bucks out of the hole, okay? They were talking about selling it. Nobody wanted to buy it back in the day, so they got stuck with them. Talking about Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. Of course, they own the Station Casinos. That's a sort of like neighborhood casinos. They're not really on the strip, per se, but they're off strip in Las Vegas, and they own a bunch of those casinos. Of course, the Fertitta's coming out of the liquor business. They used to run liquor. Their family used to run liquor, illegal liquor, back in the 50s and 50s in around Dallas, Texas, and Houston, that kind of stuff. I kid you not. So, you know, from illegal bootleggers, just like the Kennedys, from illegal bootleggers to rich guys. I mean, those guys are filthy rich. They were able to sell the UFC for $4.2 billion. And guess what? Dana White got 10% of that. The Dubai government got 13%. And Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta split the rest. More power to them, no doubt about it. Smart move business-wise, because now you look at the UFC, and what's there? I mean, what is there? I mean, is there any? I mean, with the light heavyweight champion now being the heavyweight champion, looks pretty good for the light heavyweight champion, but what does it do for the game? And what does it do for the game? I mean, nobody looks at Daniel Cormier as some unstoppable foe. We look at him as a guy that was able to beat Stipe Miocic, and Stipe came up short. I don't know what was up with Stipe. That same old attitude. Didn't seem to have his nose to the grindstone here, and I think that was due to the fact that he was fighting the light heavyweight title holder. In other words, the guy's coming up for 205 pounds. What's he going to do to me? What's he going to knock you out? He's going to knock you out. And you know, I didn't think that he possessed knockout power, but you give a guy 230 pounds and you get him to twist his hips when you're throwing punches, and guess what? Things will happen, especially when you're throwing with 4-ounce gloves. Hey, and that's what they do in the UFC. They throw down with 4-ounce gloves. So the upcoming UFC card, the pay-per-view event, am I hot for UFC 227? No. Even though I like Cejudo big, even though I like Cody Garbrandt and TJ Dillashaw, it's not worth me spending $70 on. Of course, the people at the UFC will get ticked off to hear that. But I'm just telling you, if you can go to a sports bar locally, one of your sports bars around the country, for like $10, watch the fight, maybe have a couple of drinks, a couple of beers, some fries, you know, like wings, that kind of good stuff, you know, and enjoy the fight that way. But $70 at home, to watch this fight card for $70 at home, I think is a bit of a ripoff. That's just the way I look at things, and I'm always looking out for your pay-per-view dollar. Always have. You know why? Because when I'm spending your money, I'm spending my money. That's the way I've done it for 34 years plus years now, and that's why I'm still here, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. So as far as Bellator is concerned, good old Bellator. You know I'm hot on Bellator. I really am, but, you know, they aren't consistent enough, and they really don't show, you know, even though they're on Spike TV, but they're it's sort of like if you don't follow Bellator, like, every day, you don't know when they're on, because they'll be on in 6 weeks from this state, and 4 weeks after that, they'll be in another place, a couple weeks after that. So there's no consistent programming, even though they've got Spike TV, or they used to have the former Spike TV. It's got Spike TV, now it's got to change its name. But the bottom line is they've got a good cable outlet, but it's not ringing the bells the way it should. Why? As I said, consistency. If they broke those cards they've got up into, and yeah, I know with the day of the internet, you know, you really can't throw fights and put them on tape and show them a week later. But, you know, I think the world of professional wrestling has done that to an extent. So if they can do it and get away with it, I think the world of real fighting can do it and get away with it, because you're going to want to watch these fights on TV as well. Yes, we'll probably cut down on the viewership to an extent, maybe a slight extent, but still fight fans want to watch a good fight, whether it's on tape or not. If you haven't seen it and it's news, and, you know, can I say it's intriguing? Fights have got to be intriguing. That's what boxing and MMA is about. It's intrigue. It's something that makes you think. I mean, you know, you want to flip a coin. You want to know who's going to win. I mean, what's going to win? That's what's made combat sports different from any other sport. It just does. Besides, you know, raising the hair on the back of your head, on the back of your neck when you're fighting yourself. I mean, that's pretty crazy. You're looking across at some guy that wants to destroy you and your parents. You look at that. You look at him, he's going, man, I'd kill you and your mom if I had the chance. Good Lord. What did I step into? The world of combat sports, baby. You're tuned in the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live worldwide from San Francisco, California.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Find true love that will last forever.
The great Boss Skaggs, folks. That's right. Heart of Mine. Of course, the man that brought us Silk Degrees. That album is still more albums than like every album, I think, up until Michael Jackson and Peter Frampton. That live album he had. I kid you not. It sold like zillions of copies, man. It just did. Anyway, I'm walking in the studio today to do some pre-production work. Going to look for the cut, man. And who I walk into? Boss Skaggs. Boss Skaggs is walking out. And I haven't seen him like in 25, maybe 30 years. Maybe longer than 30 years. Because in the 80s, we used to play the pinball machines together side by side. At least we did one time. Up on Columbus Avenue or in a place called Portofino or something like that. But he knew the exact name of the club when I mentioned the pinball machine. So I was blown away by that. His memory was pretty good. So Boss Skaggs, the Grammy Award winner, Hall of Famer himself, in the house here at the Sports Byline Studios. Props to the great Boss Skaggs. Thank him so much. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline broadcast. And of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 8 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii, for my Richard and Henry out there in Honolulu. Kicking it on the beach and listening to the show. Right on, right on, right on. And of course, my friends, Socrates Palmer, the kid, New York City, listening in the Eastern time zone. That's 2:06. Actually, even though this show is scheduled for like 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Hawaii, it actually starts at 6 minutes after. You know, the news, the weather, that kind of good stuff. So it starts about 6 minutes after. Bottom line is 6 minutes after 11, 6 minutes after 2, 6 minutes after 8, wherever you are in the world, you can listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide at sportsbyline.com. Just hit the listen live button. Hey, straight up, in a few hours here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and a series of other network entities, we will go with No Holds Barred. That's right, No Holds Barred, of course. They talk pro wrestling, a little MMA as well, but pro wrestling, MMA, No Holds Barred, that comes to you at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. in the East, that's right, 2 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii, that's right, Sunday afternoon. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I know that you can be doing anything you want in the entire world, and the fact that you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I thank you so much.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The search efforts for a 53-year-old experienced sailor have turned from rescue to a recovery mission. John Santorelli was participating in a yacht race in Chicago Saturday night when he fell overboard. Nick Barbarian with the Chicago Yacht Club says Santorelli was wearing a personal flotation device that did not inflate. He says the crew threw additional flotation devices into the water.
What has been reported by the crew is that he was seen slipping under the water and unfortunately was not able to reach those devices.
Santorelli was one of more than 2,000 participants in this year's race through Lake Michigan. Appearing on ABC's This Week, former Obama administration official Susan Rice said President Trump's actions toward Russia, especially following his recent summit with Vladimir Putin, raised questions about the president's motives.
There never should have been a one-on-one meeting of any length, and now we are left to wonder, and even the president's cabinet members are left to wonder.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The FBI has released hundreds of pages of documents related to a FISA wiretap application made in October 2016 for Trump campaign former foreign policy advisor Carter Page. Officials were concerned that Page was a spy for Russia. On CNN's State of the Union, Page said he was never an advisor to Russia, saying he was part of some informal conversations in which sanctions may have been discussed.
I mean, when I was there in July of 2016, a few people might have brought it up in passing. But, you know, again, it's a major economic issue.
Once supermarket employee is dead after a gunman stormed a crowded L.A. market. Dozens of shoppers and employees were held hostage in a three-hour standoff that began when the suspect led police on a high-speed chase that ended with a crash in the market parking lot. Police say the suspect exchanged fire with officers. He eventually surrendered and is now in custody. Anna Avalos's daughter works at the market.
I know she is safe. She ran out through the back.
Police say the gunman allegedly shot his grandmother before leading police on that chase. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A controversial California Democrat defends the burning of the American flag. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Representative Maxine Waters says she doesn't support flag burning, but the Constitution guarantees that method of free expression. Waters issued a statement regarding protesters who burned an American flag outside her L.A. office last week, as they were there to counter-protest an anticipated demonstration by a far-right group called the Oath Keepers, a demonstration that never actually materialized. Waters still facing anger from many who don't agree with her recent calls for those who don't agree with Trump administration policies to confront Trump administration officials in public about it, even when they're on their own time doing things like having meals.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll finds most Americans disapprove of President Trump's attempts to discredit U.S. intelligence findings that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, and half disapprove of his handling of last week's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Guy Langer heads Langer Research Associates.
Just 29% of Americans approve of the president expressing skepticism about U.S. intelligence on Russian interference in the 2016 election, with only modest support even among Republicans and conservatives. Similarly, just a third approve of his handling of his summit with Vladimir Putin, and more broadly, just 3 in 10 say U.S. world leadership has grown stronger under the Trump presidency.
For USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Thomas y Caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the mighty Sports Byline Studios here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. He rarely errs. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the reigning, the defending, the often imitated, but over 34 years never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion on the radio airways, folks. That's right. Defending that title now for better than three decades. Open phone lines around the planet. I'll have a guest at 20 minutes past the hour. No, not the godfather. Maybe the godson. Johnny Signorella of Las Vegas will be here with us. That's right, Johnny Sig in the house at about 20 minutes past there. So we'll hear from Johnny Sig, of course. He's got the pulse on the boxing world. We'll talk boxing in hour number one. Switch to the world of mixed martial arts in hour number two. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling, as well as some other entities, of course, in the world of mixed martial arts. It is all about the UFC. For the most part, people think MMA, they think UFC. Yes, there are other brands. We'll discuss that in detail. Hour number two. Once again, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition. Of course, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, live here on Sports Byline. Of course, these Saturday shows an hour. This show is a two-hour show, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. This past weekend, Saturday night, the WBO 154-pound title is on the line. Of course, HBO did this. Jaime Muninga, now 30-0, that's right, undefeated, 30 fights, 25 whacks, came a 12-round decision over a gutsy guy, but not really, not all that world-class. Former champion Liam Beefy Smith. If you got to have a nickname like Beefy, you know, you're not too good. 26-2, a draw in 14 KOs, lost a 12-round unanimous decision at the joint inside the Hard Rock that was in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, little tower of power to the break. Of course, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, SB Nation. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is coming up on the station break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times, next to me.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
My late mother said, never deny the truth, folks. The truth is not bragging. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I've told you I'm going back to Managua, Nicaragua. That's right. We're going down there the 30th of October through November 2nd. The World Boxing Organization is going to hold their annual convention, of course, in Managua, Nicaragua, the hometown of Alexis Arguello. And I've talked in the past about my relationship with Alexis, of course, a super featherweight, originally 126-pounder, 130-pounder, but they called him the explosive thin man, Andres Alexis Arguello Borroquez. That was his real name, okay? Born in 19, would have been 57 years old. Wow, died at 57. Of course, that was back in 2009. And that was a little rough for me. And it's been a little rough. And I haven't explained it in detail. I haven't went into it in detail on the air. And I didn't write about it and things like that because it was personal. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, he credits me with saving his life. He said that at the World Boxing Hall of Fame, the International Boxing Hall of Fame, I think it was about, I don't know, 2004, 2005, something like that. Anyway, he told Tim Smith in the New York Daily News, that guy saved my life. I said, whoa, you know, I really felt good about that. I don't know if you know the story. Here's where it went down. Alexis was having drug issues, and drug issues, of course, bring on, you know, mental lapses and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, he was smoking crack. He was smoking crack out of a Coke can, according to his wife. So I've got his wife on the radio. I've got her on the air because I heard that he's having issues, and she reaches out to me. So we get this translator going. I think Louie in Las Vegas was the translator, went back and forth, and she said Alexis is smoking this white stuff out of a can. Anyway, so obviously it was crack. So he walks in on her while she's having the interview, and I hear a couple like bob in the background. I said, what's that? She goes, oh, Alexis just walked in. Oh, let me speak to him. So she hands Alexis the telephone, blah, blah, blah. We go back and forth, and Alexis tells me in the conversation, you know, I just want to die. Leave me alone. So I wasn't going to do that, leave him alone or let him die. So I went to Jose Suleiman, who was the president of the World Boxing Council at the time, the WBC. And the reason why I went to Suleiman was that I felt that Suleiman had cheated Alexis Arguello out of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, by making him sign with Don King at a point in time where he was a very hot, hot free agent, okay? And he forced him. He said he would strip him of the title unless he signed again with Don King. So Alexis had to go with Don King. Bottom line is, it cost Alexis a lot of money. So when I went to Suleiman, I said to him, listen, man, the bottom line is,
you know, you railroaded him into that contract with King. That cost him some of his prime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think you owe him. And Suleiman says, well, what can I do? I said, well, give me enough money to put him into a rehab, move his family up here to San Francisco from Managua, and we'll put him in a rehab up here. There's lots of Nicaraguans up here. There's a Nicaraguan community, basically. We can put him in with his people. Okay, they're not smoking crack up here, but we can put him in with his people. So anyway, Suleiman says, you better go down there and check on him anyway. So I go down to Managua, to Nicaragua. He check on him. I think it's like September of 1999, if my memory serves me correctly. And I get off the plane, and there he is, Alexis Arguello, like the Michael Jordan, the Muhammad Ali, the Bruce Lee, the Willie Mays, whatever you want, whatever comparison you want to make. He is the most prolific athlete in the history of Nicaragua at that point in time. Okay, so I mean, the explosive thin man, the world champion. Anyway, picks me up at the airport. We go cruising around town, and it's, you know, we're about half hour into our little get together, and I start pushing him on the crack. You know, what's going on, man? I said, you know, I heard you on the phone, and you want to die, and, you know, the old lady says that you're smoking stuff out of a can, this and that. I said, what's going on here, Alexis? I mean, come on, man. Be straight with me. So, you know, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. I said, you have a problem. He goes, I'm not a junkie. I said, no, you're not shooting stuff in your arm, but you're still addicted. You're addicted heavily to this stuff. I mean, when's the last time you wouldn't say. When's the last time you wouldn't say. I said, man, you know, if I'm here to help you, you've got to tell me the truth. Anyway, bottom line is we went back and forth for about 8 or 9 days. I sampled all of the country's fine delicacies, both physical and cuisine-wise. I just had a great time down there. I mean, being around him and this and that. So it came the final day that I was down there, and we were going to, the day before I left, and we were going to have a confrontation, an intervention type of thing. In other words, we're going to take on Alexis Arguello, the Muhammad Ali of Nicaragua. We're going to tell him, listen, man, you need to go to a rehab. You got to stop BSing around, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I get his priest. I get his best friend. I get his business partner. I get his wife. I get a cousin. I even had his kid there for just because the kid was a baby and the baby couldn't understand. But I wanted a kid there, you know, just for the psychological effect of having your kid there. You know, this is blah, blah. Anyway, I thought this would work. I really thought I had confidence going into this, that this intervention was going to work. I really was confident. It didn't. Alexis said basically what he told me the first day. I'm not a junkie. I'm not addicted. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, you know, I've heard this before. So he drops me off at the airport the very next day in the morning. He says, thanks for all your help. I really appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, my life will be better. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so I get on the plane. I go home. This is like September of 1999. So come New Year's Eve, he gets arrested in Managua for a traffic accident. He was on drugs. So the Nicaraguan government said to him, hey, pal, either you go to jail or you go to rehab. And Alexis Arguello chose rehab, okay? And that's how he tried to say that I helped save his life. Anyway, the bottom line is he went into rehab, and here was a guy that drank bad. When he drank, I mean, he was embarrassing to be around. He was my guy. We're at the International Boxing Hall of Fame on a couple of different occasions prior to this one where he was sober, okay, the one after when he sobered up. When we were there prior to that, like in the early 1990s, I had to pull him off of women in this thing. It was embarrassing. He was my partner, man. This is not cool. And we sort of looked alike, too. So it was like, the girl says, are you, brother? Anyway, there's a story that some girl thought I was him in Palm Springs and spent the night with me. There is a lot of merit to that rumor. Anyway, Alexis Arguello basically tells me, you know, you've straightened out my life. I feel good about my life, this and that now, you know, and I really want to thank you for that. And I'm saying, cool, cool, cool. That's all cool. You know, but there was something that wasn't finished. It was unfinished business between Alexis and I, and I just didn't know what it was. I mean, it was like we looked at each other and we talked, but there was something that we weren't saying. It was something missing in the conversation. And I noticed that in Mexico City in about 2002. We were in Mexico City for a while. Of course, this was a sober Alexis Arguello talk about night and day. When he drank, he was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I mean, it was like just totally different guy, grabbing at chicks and all this kind of good stuff. And I had to pull him off this girl, this writer from New York City, or at least she thought she was a wannabe writer, basically a boxing fan, but she thought she would get all friendly with him, and he wasn't going to get frisky. You know, so anyway, I had to pull him off of her at Graziano's Resort up there in Canastota, New York, of course, the home of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Anyway, so we go back to the Hall of Fame. He's sober. We go to Mexico City. He's sober. I see him in Spain. He's sober. And we had, you know, we went around the world, different places. So it was always a pleasure to see him, but especially when he was straight. And, you know, I mean, not the first time. The first time when he was straight, he was just all dedicated to boxing. That was different. At this point in time when he was straight and trying to dedicate his life to the people of Nicaragua. That's what he told me. He eventually wanted to essentially run for president of the country. Of course, Nicaragua is a country in Central America that's been devastated by civil war and the Sandinistas. And basically the Sandinistas are in some people's mind, the equivalent of ISIS in Central America. But, of course, the United States government propped them up down there, took a whole bunch of arms for the Contras in Nicaragua and illegally funded a war down there by selling crack cocaine in the United States. Yes, this is all true. I'm not pontificating. This is all fact. This is all fact. I'm not kidding. Anyway, so Alexis says to me, you know, I want to become president eventually. And I said, why? Because I want to do it for the people. I think I can do it for the people. I don't owe anybody nothing. I don't have to. I'm not incumbent to anybody. I don't have to bend over for anybody. I don't have to take. I don't even have to take money. I think I could run and just run as the people's candidate. I don't even think I'd have to take money from any business entities, nothing like that. I think I could do it all on my own. I said, man, that's a lofty idea. That's a wonderful idea. But you know, the Nicaraguan government is pretty crazy. So he says to me, well, I'm running for mayor. I said, cool, mayor of Managua. Of course, Managua, Nicaragua is the number one, the capital of Nicaragua. And he says, I'm running for mayor, and he runs for mayor, and he wins, and I call him on the phone, and I congratulate him and this and that. You know, we're having a good time. He's the mayor now. I mean, God, he's the mayor. And he's on his way to becoming president. And 6 months later, he's dead. And I don't know how he died. I mean, I know he died by a gunshot wound. Some people are saying suicide. Others are saying murdered. When it's always a controversy involved, you never know. I hope to find out in my return to Managua, Nicaragua. October 30th through November 2nd, the World Boxing Organization annual convention. If you'd like to attend, you can. Check it out. The WBO is all about clarity. Go to WBOboxing.com and check out our convention schedule. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Loveland with you. Pretty baby, cause my love is true.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, is car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
We take it from the greatest to Las Vegas. That's right, Las Vegas, and that is Sin City, of course, talking about Johnny Signorello, who's got a pulse on the boxing scene. What's up, Big John?
Hey, Pedro, how we doing today, my brother?
Just fine. How's the family?
Excellent, man. Thank you for asking. Everyone is very well.
How good did the WBO 154-pound guy look last night on TV?
It looked pretty solid, man. You know, he fights hard, comes at you. He's got a great style, TV-friendly style, and that's what we need more of nowadays, man.
What do you mean by a TV style?
He throws punches. He's an action fighter. He engages his fighter. He shows a lot of sense of urgency in his exchanges and in those moments in time where it looks like he needs to come on and do what he's supposed to do, and he entertains.
Hmm. So you think he's going to be the guy at 154? Is 154-pound a solid division right now? Because when Canelo moved up to 160, people sort of forgot about 154 there for a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, I think politics is going to have a lot to do with this. Everyone at 154 that's worth anything, Charlo, Hurd, et cetera, fight on Showtime. Right now, Jaime Magaya is fighting on HBO. HBO has everyone at 160, Danny Jacobs, now Devorinchenko, Triple G. So it looks like he's going to have to move up to 160 unless HBO and Showtime, who have a history to not want to work together, decide to work together for this type of fight. I don't know if there's enough money involved to make that happen at this stage.
You know, you can get – I keep telling people this, man. Yeah, I got hurt moving up in weight. I mean, it just isn't – I mean, people hear me humming and hawing. I don't hum and haw too often, folks, but I just can't describe to you the trauma I suffered moving up in weight from 139 pounds, which was the junior welterweight division, to 147 pounds, where these guys, I was fighting these guys, were weighing like 163, 167 when they got in the ring. I didn't know that because I just thought it would be like a few pounds, but Johnny was like a nightmare.
It's not easy for a lot of guys. As they get older, it certainly is, but then again, you don't know if they lose maybe some of their punching power or speed. You know, you would think power comes up with you, but sometimes it's not the case because other guys you're fighting are naturally bigger, yeah. So they could take a punch better. But, yeah, no, I totally see your point. I always had a hard time going up, and that's why when I fought amateur, the highest I got, believe it or not, even though I walk around 165 right now, I was 147 was the highest I ever got. Yeah. Lowest was 139.
That's just the way it is, baby. Cut that weight. Get down to as lean as you can, as strong as you can.
Hey, absolutely.
I'm looking at these 54-pounders. Charlo, the aforementioned Charlo, now 31-0, of course, 28 years old. Jarrett Hurd, 22-0. How good is Jarrett?
Oh, he's good, man. He's a solid fighter. Very, very strong kid. The more I see him, the more I like him. I mean, him and Magaya would be a tremendous fight. I think they would go toe-to-toe, to be honest with you, and add for some, again, TV-friendly excitement. But, you know, again, I'm hard-pressed to see anyone taking those chances because, you know, Showtime wants to raise their side of the fence. HBO wants to raise whatever they got left over because they don't really have much nowadays, man.
Has HBO basically crapped out of the boxing business?
I think so, man. You know what? And I wouldn't miss him at this point, to be honest. Ooh. With you. All the drama. And
no, Larry Merchant.
Bro. Well, I love, you know, he's my homie, bro.
No, Larry. Listen, I don't care what anybody says. I think that HBO Boxing took a dropped a rung on the ladder as far as levels were concerned when they replaced Larry with Max Kellerman or Max Kellerboy. Now, Max is cool, but I'm telling you, man, I just didn't get it. And it's not like that Larry was doing who was the guy that was a show? Ferdy Pacheco. It wasn't like that Larry was doing a Ferdy Pacheco and doing some senile crazy stuff on TV. Larry was hot and happening, man.
He still got it, man. I listen to your show every week. All his faculties are there. He still makes brilliant points. HBO is just nothing about narrative nowadays, man. Like, did you hear these guys last night selling Jaime Munguia? Like, they were comparing him to De La Hoya, Mike Tyson, and George Foreman. Whoa, guys.
Well,
hit the brakes. Where are you going, my friends?
They're shilling. I mean, that's all they're doing. They're shilling.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Let's look at these other guys in 154. Jaime Munguia scores 30-0 now. WBO title holder. Kell Brook, 37-2, 32 years old, but damaged goods, isn't he?
Hell yeah, he is. I mean, look at the fight. Go back to Triple G, destroyed his face. Then you look at, my man Spence, destroyed his face, And it's a shame because that guy had so much talent. That Triple G fight, going up to 150 to face in that maniac,
nobody
was
wanted,
a huge mistake.
Nobody won. When I was saying this, he was signing his death warrant, people were laughing at me. I was getting heat on that one, man. The guy's trying to – Larry Merchant even said to me, Pete, he's just moving up to make some money. The guy can't make any money at 147. I said, Larry, he get hurt, man. He goes, all the fighters know that, blah, blah, blah. Man, I think that Triple G breaking his bones and that kind of good stuff, when you break somebody's bones in their face, I really think that you take the will out of them. You take the heart of breaking bones in somebody's face. I'll tell you this. There was a little street fight story for you. A guy named Derek was the head of the Low Creations Car Club here in San Francisco. And I had whooped on one of his boys because his boy spit on my dog. I was wiping my dog. My dog was sitting outside the store all by itself. And I come out, and this guy's terrorizing my dog. I'm, what are you doing, man? That dog's a puss or something like that. So anyway, we get into a beef, and I beat this guy up. And I don't know who he is. He's some sergeant of arms or some car club. So anyway, this guy, Derek, comes up to me and cops a sundae on me. I didn't realize, boom, 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 a couple sundaes. So, I got up, went home. We waited 3 days until the swelling went down. We went back. We found him. Broke some bones in his face. Guess what? He never muttered another word, let alone came at me aggressively ever after that point. So when you break somebody's bone, when you break the bones in somebody's face, I'm not talking about breaking their jaw. I'm talking about breaking orbital bones, things like that. You leave an impression.
Well, that dude certainly deserved it, man. That's a sickening story right there.
And here's what's up.
He did the right thing.
When I knocked him down, Johnny, when I knocked him down on the ground, I told him, I'm not hitting you when you're down. Get up. Get up. And these girls got and he got up like the third time. These girls got him up the third time. They go, Derek, you can beat him. Look how small he is. Ah, that was hysterical. That was hysterical. That's what she said. Look how small he is. Yeah. Yeah, right. Anyway, enough of that. Back to 154. Julian Williams. What's up with Julian? Julian the real deal or Julian just another fighter from Philly that was maybe not upper echelon, maybe middle of the line?
I need a little more from him, because I've been burned in the past. I get high on a guy. The next thing you see flaws, and you're like, man, I should have pumped the brakes on this dude. I want to see him in there with some more, solid opposition, And what about Demetrius Andrade? Remember him?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a great fighter? Where'd he go? What's up with this guy?
He has some contract issues. I mean, he was with Al Haymon. He did some contract issues, right? He's one of those guys that got paid to be a free agent.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate because he came right to mind when you mentioned – you just mentioned right now, I'm saying to myself, there's so many guys I get high on and I enjoy watching and I tell my friends, I'm like, yo, guys, check this person out. And then they go into witness protection program. You can't find them. I'm like, come on, guys, get out there and fight.
So Amir Khan's at 154 now. What a mistake. Poor Amir Khan. Is he a walking candidate for CTE or what?
Who are they mentioning him in with next? I heard some rumblings that he might get out there again.
Scott Cuddy. They got him going up against Scott Cuddy.
There you go. You know what? I give Scott a good chance in that fight.
Because of the chin?
Nah, man. Amir Khan, I'm telling you right now, brother. I mean, he's got good hand speed. He makes for entertaining fights. But, man, he's been beat up a lot. Devastating knockouts, concussive knockouts.
But before Bredis Prescott knocked him out, he was a consummate boxer. I mean, I thought he was special, man. I really did. I said to myself, this kid's
right.
Really going to go places. And, give him some props. Because he's made a lot of money.
Yes, he has.
A lot of money.
And he's still a big attraction over there. People like him. And, you know, again, he makes for very good fights. And it's whenever he boxes really good, but whenever someone hits him, you know, he turns, he gets puffy chested, and he goes for it. And unfortunately, that's not his best game, my brother.
32-4, of course, Amir Khan, 20 KOs, three times he's been stopped. And he's going to take on Samuel Vargas, looks like in August. I'll take it back, September the 8th. Samuel Vargas. Vargas comes in at 29-3 at the arena in Birmingham, England. So I guess he's going to do his thing for 12 rounds there. Good luck to him. I mean, the best of luck to Amir Khan. I've had him on the show in the past. But when you have a chin that gets checked that easy, and I just, you know, quite literally, he has a glass jaw.
Yes, he does, and happens way too often.
I mean, he is a consummate glass jaw guy, right?
I believe that, yeah. You look at him, he falls down for the most part. But somehow, you know, during the fight with Mendata, he took some good shots, and I was like, wait a minute, is this the same Amir Khan? You know, and Mendata could crack. So that was weird. That was like the one time I actually saw him stand up and take some good shots. Other than that, I mean, he got hit with a Canelo bomb, but Canelo was probably on the juice, you know, the clenbuterol.
He got hit with clenbuterol power. Well, after watching Lucas Matisse last week, we're running up on a hard break here. After watching Lucas Matisse last week and having all that praise for him going in, I don't want to put my confidence in any fighters anymore. That was pathetic, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, it certainly was.
You got to step in the you-know-what to get in it, and he didn't want to step in it. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline. Johnny Sigg's going to stick with me till the top of the hour. Open phone lines around the planet. He's the boxing expert. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Tower of Power to the break.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest price. prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I got fired from my last job. Don't tell my new boss. But it wasn't my fault. All I did was stop working. When they fired me, they called me into HR and they were like, Michelle, it seems like you're just not doing your job. And I was like, yeah, but for like 9 months.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You want to take a chance on that?
You know, that's probably the most innocent you'll ever get from Michelle Wolf. This is no doubt about it. Of course, the host of The Break. Actually, she's the star of The Break, live on Netflix each week. Johnny, you know who she is, Michelle Wolf?
I am not familiar with her, Pete.
Check her out. She's a bit of a gas. I think she'll intrigue you and the old lady as far as her comedy is concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two, we'll talk MMA. Guess what? We're going to talk MMA. I mean, boxing is MMA, right? So mixed martial arts. So Larry Merchant will join us in hour number two. Of course, the godfather himself. We just talked about him. I just got him on the phone via text. He says, yeah, we can do it. How about 12:10? Fine. So the godfather will be here in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, let's talk about the upcoming super fight. Is it done? I mean, has the Athletic Commission basically said that they've allowed these guys, they're going to fight in September, Canelo and Triple G?
Yeah, we're signed, sealed, delivered September 15th, and I'm looking forward to it only because I'd like to see Triple G, you know, put the hurt on Canelo. After all the TMZ drama that has transpired since he popped for clenbuterol, not once but twice, back over the winter.
You know, I attribute it to genes, and I'm not talking about, you know, Levi's or any of that kind of good stuff. I'm talking about G-E-N-E-S. I'm talking about genes, because when that jaw of his sort of got real square, you know, and that's a human growth hormone signs in some people's minds, his jaw got real square, and he had a body that was unlike any other Mexican I had seen ever before in my life. I mean, he just was ripped like you and me. He was ripped like he was on steroids. I mean, that's what he looked like. He looked like he was ripped on steroids. And then you add the acne in there, and the guy's in his late 20s, all this acne on his back, things like that. So the telltale signs were there before he tested positive.
I could not say it better myself. And you know what? It's so much pressure is on Canelo going into September because he has to look good still. He has to, now that he's, you know, obviously testing clean for the fight to go on, he's got to look good against G. He's got to show that, you know, hey, whatever happened the past couple of years or in the last fight in particular wasn't a fluke. Although I do feel Triple G won the first fight. I just am so over all the drama, all the controversy from Bird scorecard in the first fight to De La Hoya going on Twitter with all these crazy rants suggesting this and trying to put the blame on Triple G for all this. I'm like, hey, man, this guy's giving your team so many concessions, and I understand that Canelo is the A side, but at this point in time, I am just so over it, and I really hope the Triple G that I know is capable to beat Canelo shows up September 15th in a very exciting fight here in Vegas.
Judge Adelaide Byrd, of course, scored the fight 10-2, I believe, for Canelo. It was pretty one-sided there in her mind. Of course, I saw her on the boat. We were in Cuba. I saw her actually in Cuba, in Havana, Cuba, right into her and her husband. And she was apologizing for the score there. Said, don't apologize to me, you know. Don't apologize to me. She said that when she watched the fight again, she saw it a little bit differently. Yeah, I guess you would if it wasn't, it wasn't a 10-2 fight. But here's what's up. Here's the thing with Triple G. I think he's old. I think he may even be lying about his age. I mean, he comes from the Uzbekistan or one of the stands over there. And it's very easy for guys to lie about their age in certain countries, in Cuba and the former Soviet Republic, I come to mind as far as guys about lying about their age. I always thought that Joel Castlemore, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist, was like 95 going on 106 when he said he was like 28. I mean, good Lord, man. Anyway, they tend to fib as far as their age is concerned. I wonder if Triple G isn't older than he is. And has he finally got to that point where he gets old overnight? In other words, you know, the last fight, although he won the fight in your mind, he didn't go out there and look stellar. He wasn't like he didn't look Triple G.
No, he did not. And here's what's up, man. Yes, I think age has a lot to do with it. Level of opposition has a lot to do with it too. Danny Jacobs before that, great fighter before the Canelo fight, very very close fight. I actually thought that fight was closer than the Canelo fight. And then, you know, he's facing Canelo. He showed Canelo a little bit too much respect. Now, easier said than done. I'm not the man in the ring. I'm the one drinking a beer watching this thing and analyzing it. You know what I mean? So it's a little different. But for me, it's just like Triple G does, having said all this and considered it, it does look like he's lost a little step overall.
So when you lose a little step, you're facing a guy that's younger than you, but there's a guy who, of course, says that has had both the psychological and physical advantage of performance-enhancing drugs. And you know what? The experiences I've had with guys that have taken performance-enhancing drugs, I'm not going to drop names or anything like that, but once they were taken off the performance-enhancing drugs, yeah, I will, Manny Pacquiao. Once they were taken off the performance, once they were taken, yeah, Flintstone vitamins, you know he was taking them. But once the Filipino senator, look, he hadn't scored a knockout in like 8 years. He knocked out Lucas Matisse a couple weeks ago, but he hadn't scored a knockout since like 2009. I mean, what do you think?
Well, here's what's up, bro. I said there was one point in time. Remember when Pacquiao fought Chris Algieri, knocked him down like 100 times?
Yeah.
I said there was a point in time that if Pacquiao knocked you down 3 times, it wouldn't happen. You'd be dead after the first or second one. That's it. You're not getting back up. So that showed that his punching power really wasn't quite there. That was more about angles. That was more about him just doing him and getting a guy to go down from punches he didn't see. So to answer your question, there's no doubt that Manny back in the day, I mean, even I have to question last week, he looks a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I agree.
I noticed that right away. And guess what? Maybe his legs weren't as great. He's almost 40 years old. That's fine. But his punch and power looked good. He looked quick. I mean, Matisse, he looked scared from the opening bell. I could tell once that bell sounded, I'm like, yeah, that's a wrap.
But you're a professional fighter, Johnny. Listen, Johnny. I've gone in there with some monsters. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some guys might say to myself, and you just bite down on your mouthpiece. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do. I mean, you can't, like, in the amateurs, you can't select who you're going to fight. That's what people don't understand. I mean, you can't select who you're going to fight, man. There's no such thing as an easy fight. He's a hungry guy just like you.
Hey, part of my language, nuts and guts all the way, bro. What are you going to do? You're there. You might as well do it.
Exactly.
You know? And I tell you what, like, if you're there and you're just fighting very complacent, you're putting yourself at more risk to get hurt. You know? I mean, people say when you throw and, you know, you open yourself up, but you're not protecting yourself if you're fighting very flat. You're very vulnerable. Well, and Pacquiao, you know, to his credit, he looked pretty good last week.
He looked excellent. Yeah. I mean, for his age and things like that. But then again, you know, it was perfect matchmaking because, as you said, the other guy was scared. I wouldn't have been scared of him. I mean, I just wouldn't have been. You can't go into that ring. You can go into that ring real aware. There's a difference between being real aware and scared. If you're scared, you're already beaten. Look, half the guys that Mike Tyson fought, you know, were beaten before they got in the ring because they were just, like, destroyed mentally, psychologically.
They were done in the dressing room, you know. If you look at a lot of those guys back in the day, man, they walked out and that was it. They just folded, you know. And rightfully so. I mean, Mike was a monster at that point.
Well, hey, you know what? And Mike, you know, people laugh about this, but I don't mind telling this story, although it's got a spitty ending with an H. Alex Stewart fought Mike Tyson, and before the fight, something was going on in the ring. So evidently, Alex Stewart cut like a wet fart or something like that. Basically, Alex Stewart dumped on himself in the ring before Tyson knocked him out in one round.
Oh, God.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's amazing.
No, I mean, but hey, listen, Johnny, listen, if Mike Tyson was standing across from me, I think I might. Because there's one. I mean, listen, if there's not a chance, if there's not a chance of winning, and you know you're going to absolutely get killed. It's like fighting a guy. It's like fighting a guy with a baseball bat or two baseball bats, and he's got four arms. You're not going to beat him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand that. I understand being scared there. Mike Tyson would scare the snot out of me. I used to say Mike Tyson was one of those guys that when you watch him, you know, in sparring. I remember one day he knocked out 3 sparring partners at the Golden Gloves gym in Las Vegas. 3 of them, like within 9 minutes, man. And they didn't have anybody left for him. They had to put him on the mitts.
That's the type of fear that Mike Tyson commanded, bro. I mean, you look at a guy like Stewart. Stewart's no chum. He fought Holyfield twice. 12 rounds, I believe they went, both times, if I'm not mistaken.
He beat Foreman. He beat Foreman that night in Las Vegas. I was there. He beat the snot out of Foreman. Oh, he just beat him, like, terribly, man. And he didn't get the call. But that was a night I spent with the Hooters executive. That was a good night.
No kidding, man. But that's a man that can fight. And, you know, obviously he got it. But in front of Mike, it's a whole different story, bro.
You know, speaking of Alex Stewart, a professional fighter and never won a title, but yet he made about $8 million. A professional fighter, professional means you're making money. The Wacko twins, Dennis Rappaport and Mike Jones, of course, the guys that guided him, Jerry Cooney, they made him some money, man. I mean, like I remember what Dennis Rappaport told me. He goes, he'll never win a title, but he'll never be broke either. You know?
Hey,
I'll
take the money in the long run, man.
A lot of broke champions out there, no doubt about that. So, the heavyweight division, have we got a set fight yet between Joshua and Wilder set for April? Are they still talking about that? I guess they've got to go both win fights in between, right?
I hate the fact that they're doing an interim fight before this fight. I was so excited for this fight.
Don't hate it, Johnny, don't hate it. You know why? Because they got to build this fight up. They got to build this fight up for more than just to entertain you. You know what I'm saying? In other words, we've got to reach into the masses here, and that means probably, you know, getting like him on HBO here, and I mean, you really need to push this fight. I think that the fight sort of reminds me of a plant. You start out with a seedling,
okay,
and right now it's a bit of a clone. And I think that if you allowed it to grow a little bit more, and both these guys had one fight in between, I think that we could put a wrap on that as far as the world having the world's attention. But then again, you know, Wilder, being the big draw that he is, can always go back to Birmingham, Alabama, and draw 7,000 people, while Mr. Joshua, of course, can draw 90,000.
Yeah, Joshua was popular over the UK, man. They love this and adore this man for right reasons, you know. Great fighter, intelligent person, you know, goes out there and puts on an entertaining show for the most part. The last two fights I wasn't happy with. Wilder, however, his last fight with Ortiz, man, that was one of the better heavyweight fights I've seen. We had two. We were lucky to have two in the past couple of years.
Speaking of Ortiz, Ortiz had those Flintstone vitamins. He'd have licked them. And plus, the referee pulled time out. The referee pulled the hometowner that night. You know it.
That was weird. What was going on there, all right?
No. Folks, here's what happened.
Is that home cooking?
Wilder's all Wilder's all like almost like ready to go. So they're starting the next round. He gets up off the stool. He doesn't know where he's at. San Francisco, Louisville. He has no idea. Birmingham. Okay. So the referee goes, time out. He called timeout when the round started. So he gives him another 15 or 20 seconds to clear his head, which I thought was a crock.
It was weird to look at. I even said something to the people I was watching the fight with. I said, that's a little suspect right there. But, you know, be that as it may, entertaining fight. Joshua Wilder, best fight, my favorite fight in boxing right now. I really want that fight. I think when the heavyweight division's healthy, boxing's healthy, I cannot see that fight not being entertaining. I think we get a lot of explosive exchanges. I think we have a definitive heavyweight champion at the end of that fight. I don't think it goes 12 rounds. Okay. And the heavyweight division's healthy right now. I mean, you know, we got Tyson Fury coming back. It looks like he's taking it seriously. He's a great personality, great to have in boxing. It looks like Joshua's going to fight Povetkin, I believe, September 22nd.
Yep, 9/22.
And that could be a tough fight because I'm going to tell you why. You know, I've seen Joshua fight shorter guys before, and it's not an easy look for him. You know, and Povetkin, he's a strong cat. You know,
Povetkin without the without the Flintstone vitamins is average, I think. I really do. I think, listen, once you take the Flintstone vitamins away from these guys, you make them a 6-furlong horse instead of a mile runner. You know what I'm saying? You just take it away from them.
I'm glad you brought that up, and we could bookend a couple of things we talked about. Talk about Canelo against G. Is that going to be a significant disadvantage? First of all, Canelo hasn't been in the ring since he fought G last, so there's some rust there. And he's not on the vitamins anymore.
Well,
so how much does that hinder his psychology and his physicality going into that fight?
His confidence, man. You've got to be able to believe down inside that you can do this. See, and with those extra added advantages, you know, when you're sitting in the center of the ring and you've taken some steroids, that guy that's sitting on your shoulder, he's saying, yeah, we took the steroids. We're ready to kick his ass, okay? And then you've got the flip side of that. When the guy that didn't take the steroids got laid the night before, and the little guy's on his corner going, you shouldn't have got laid last night. That was a big mistake, buddy. Johnny Sick, I got to run. All the best to you, my brother.
Pedro, thank you so much for having me on today, man. It was a great time.
Say hello to the wife. All the best. Johnny Signorella, Mr. Las Vegas, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
America, Pedro. Both my right here, baby. Said if you want a little hugging, call on me. That's what you got to do now. Oh, I'll be
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
Those of you listening on the American Forces Network, the Armed Forces Network, of course, the military listening around the world on the various military bases, I want to give a big salute to Richard Overton. Richard Overton is 112 years old. He is the oldest living World War II combat veteran. He turned 112 yesterday. So, Richard, God bless you, man. Thank God. He looks strong, standing on his own here. Looks lean, mean, drinking a performance, one of those, performance drinks like Gatorade or something like that. Looking so cool, man. Just looking so dapper. And I want to give him all the props in the world. Richard Overton, 112 years young. May God bless you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I touched earlier and opened the show with a special on the career of Alexis Arguello, actually the life of Alexis Arguello, what happened to me and him between the 90s and his death in 2009. But I'm looking at his professional record. What a record. I mean, incredible. Started out at 126 pounds. Eventually, he was 77-8, 62 knockouts. That's right. 62 KOs, Alexis, in 77 fights, man. What a great fighter he was, of course. A great man for his country, and he's passed away. I wish him the best, but I'm returning to Managua, Nicaragua. The private eye, the ex-cop, is going back to Managua, Nicaragua. That's right, for the WBC, WBO convention, of course. That's going to go down October 30th through November 2nd. And straight up, I'm going to try to find out what happened to Alexis. Let's see what happens. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide still to come. Guess who? The Godfather, the retired Godfather, Larry Merchant, in the house to talk about, guess what? Larry Merchant, going to put him on the spot on himself. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Some harsh words for President Trump from former Vice President Joe Biden addressing the League of United Latin American Citizens. Biden saying the Trump administration is causing concerns among allies.
Our reputation is being tarnished around the world. Not only is it a national shame, it tarnishes the very idea of America and diminishes our standing in the world.
Biden talking about the Trump administration's separation of families at the Mexico border. Biden pondering a possible run for president in 2020. Less than a week after President Trump's summit in Helsinki with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, the president has invited Putin to the White House for another meeting in the fall. That announcement taking many people off guard. Some folks in Washington want to know what the president may have promised behind closed doors, but an attempt to issue a subpoena to question Trump's interpreter failed Thursday in the House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Michael Cohen appears to want the world to know that his former boss Donald Trump is besieged by investigations into Russian influence on the 2016 election and into alleged pre-election hush payments to women who claimed they'd had affairs with the president. The attorney vows to do what's right. Reverend Al Sharpton appeared Friday on MSNBC Live with Ali Velshi and spoke of his morning meeting with Cohen.
He said, "I want you to know that I'm going to do what is right for my family and for the country." He said, "I do not agree with what Trump has started doing in terms of the media."
Sharpton says he's known Cohen as Trump's right-hand man for nearly 20 years and that the president's former personal attorney requested the meeting several days ago. An unusual slow-speed chase involving a John Deere tractor in Denver. The man who now is in custody led police in a wild chase through the streets of Denver. Andrew Orpopesa watched it go down.
I see a tractor with six cop cars following behind him, and then this guy run head into the tractor. It's pretty crazy, man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The cleanup from at least 27 tornadoes in Iowa continues, including in Marshalltown. More from John Clemens.
The National Weather Service confirms one of the twisters was an EF3 tornado with winds at about 144 miles per hour. We spoke to Bob Cusbaugh, a pastor of Evangelical Free Church in Marshalltown, Iowa, about the devastation.
We're finding that the more people we talk to, there are many individuals who have no insurance, and so they just basically have nothing left.
At least 17 people were injured by the outbreak of tornadoes that struck on Thursday afternoon. I'm John Clemens.
Thousands in San Diego for this year's Comic-Con. The annual convention facing changes by the Me Too and Time's Up movement, with a notable figure stepping aside due to sexual misconduct allegations. Comic-Con attendee Shannon Dingle says she can already see some positive changes.
The Me Too movement has been a great help and changing the mindset of a lot of people, not even just within the convention, but outside of the convention as well.
Chris Hardwick, a Comic-Con moderator, pulled out of this year's event after facing sexual misconduct allegations from an ex-girlfriend. He denied the allegations. Walking Dead star Andrew Lincoln told fans at Comic-Con the upcoming season will be his last.
"My relationship with Mr. Grimes is far from over, and a sort of large part of me will always be a machete-wielding, Stetson-wearing, zombie-slaying sheriff's deputy from London, England."
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is College Sports Insiders, your weekly look at all things college sports. Now, here's your host, Pat Olson.
Well, we come your way coast to coast for yet another edition of College Sports Insiders across the country on SB Nation, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And here we are approaching the latter part of July, which means we're getting closer and closer to kickoff of the college football season. Today, we'll do the first of our five Big Five Power Conference previews. We're going to check in with our old buddy Ken Cross from ESPN Radio. Ken covers the ACC, and we'll preview the ACC. A lot of folks like Clemson, again, not just to win the ACC outright, but to go play for and win the national championship. How good is that Clemson football team? Is there a quarterback controversy brewing possibly in Clemson? Will the young man Kelly Bryant be challenged? We'll talk all about all of that with Ken Cross. In our middle segment today, coming up in just a few minutes, more of a general look at the college football picture with Bill Connolly from SB Nation. Bill has done something pretty darn ambitious, folks. He does a preview of all 130 Division I football teams, conference by conference. And so we'll talk about kind of the general picture of college football as we approach the kickoff of the season with Bill Connolly from SB Nation in our first segment. And then in our final segment, we'll switch gears and we'll talk a little college basketball. We're going to jump back out to the West Coast and visit with Kyle Smith, the head coach of the University of San Francisco Dons. Yeah, storied program that brought us Bill Russell and Casey Jones, two national championships in the 50s, and then great success in the 70s with Bill Cartwright and Phil Smith and others. Just a tremendous program on the hilltop, and we'll sit down with Kyle Smith in our third and final segment. But up first, Bill Connolly from SB Nation. We'll talk a little college football, and then it's our ACC preview with Ken Cross as we continue. I'm Pat Olson. This is College Sports Insider.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Now, more of College Sports Insiders. Here's Pat Olson.
Well, we continue along coast to coast here on College Sports Insiders around the world on American Forces Radio. And we welcome to the program for the first time, Bill Connolly from SB Nation. Bill, happy to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's jump right into it. I surf around the net all the time looking at college football stuff, as this is a college program, College Sports Insiders. And you've done this rather ambitious thing here in the middle of the summer, getting us ready for college football. You're doing a preview of every Division I college football team. What led you to take on such an undertaking?
Oh, I mean, this has been kind of an annual thing. I think it started with me trying to, get a full-time job, and that worked. So now we do it every year just out of labor of love, and I think a lot of people are kind of look forward to it, and they kind of know about when their team's going to come up, so it becomes kind of a symbol of when the season's right around the corner.
Yeah, you're kind of like Lindy's and Street and Smith's all rolled into one, huh?
That's right. That's kind of the idea, yeah. Obviously, you can only do one a day, so we're not done with everybody until well into August, unlike Lindy's or whoever, but we get there eventually.
So for those of our listeners across the country and around the world listening to us on American Forces, if they want to read your writings and check out what you think about some of these 130 Division I football teams, where can they go? Let's point them off in that direction.
Go to SBNation.com and click the college football link at the top. That's probably the quickest way. We always have a link to all the previews somewhere pretty high on the page, so that'll get you going really fast. In each preview at the bottom, you can scroll down and kind of click around on a Google Doc, basically, that leads you to each preview if you want to go quicker that way.
Yeah, let's talk about the Big Five, the Power Five conferences. Let's start with the Big Ten, which I know you went through a few days ago. Obviously, some premier programs there. Ohio State, a team that's always in discussion for the national championship. Jim Harbaugh and what he's brought at Michigan. Wisconsin, I love Wisconsin. Who do you like out of the Big Ten, here in July?
Well, I think it has to start with Ohio State. I mean, this is just about the most loaded team Urban Meyer has had there. And it's really, for every single hole they've got in the lineup, they've got about 4-5-star sophomores to throw at it. And so it really is going to be, it'd be a surprise if they had struggled at quarterback or any of the other places where they got the new stars. It just seems like they've got more than everything else. Now, I mean, their schedule's rough. They've got to go to Texas to play TCU pretty early. They've got three other pretty good teams in the Big Ten East, at least. I think they start off easily ahead of the pack.
Yeah, this Wisconsin team that, made a great run a year ago. A lot of people were jumping on their bandwagon around November. Can Wisconsin be another team that can win 12, 13 games again this year?
Yeah, I mean, they really, I mean, last year was probably, I think we kind of stereotype Wisconsin from time to time, but last year was probably the best Wisconsin team since the early 60s. They obviously, you know, they thin out a little bit on defense. They got some questions to answer in that regard, but their offense could pick up the slack. Just about everybody's back on offense. The biggest problem they're going to have, I think, is the schedule, just in that they have to go to a couple of the, they play on the road against a couple of the Big Ten East heavyweights, and then they have basically every Big Ten West contender on the road, too. So they can, they're going to be talented enough to win all those games, but it's a really tricky, lots of landmines on that schedule, and it'll be interesting to see just how many times they get tripped up by that.
Bill Connolly from SB Nation with us here on College Sports Insiders. Stay with us a bit later in our program. We'll check in with Ken Cross from ESPN Radio and do the first of our Power 5 previews, our ACC preview today. And then later in the program, we flip it over to college basketball. We'll visit with the head coach at the University of San Francisco, Kyle Smith, his team off a tremendous run to the CBI. But as we keep talking college football here with Bill Connolly from SB Nation, who's breaking down all 130 programs as we head towards kickoff in about 5 or 6 weeks' time. The SEC, I think a lot of folks find the SEC intriguing. You know, you got Alabama, the premier program now in college football, but boy, Auburn made a big run last year. Georgia, is there going to be, you know, let's talk about Georgia first under Kirby Smart. They got this great quarterback, Jake Fromm, from a year ago, who we all saw do great things, but they went out and signed this kid that I guess some people called him the number one recruit in the country, Justin Fields. Is he going to put any heat at all on Fromm in your mind?
Well, I mean, he's really, really good. So, I mean, you would think it's Fromm's job to lose, but, you know, it would be inadvisable for him to get any sort of lasting injuries or whatever, because you could have a kind of a Garrett Pitt situation here if Fields is as good as expected. It's really good to have this, just in that you're not relying on Fields, obviously. You never quite know, even the guys who live up to their five-star hype, you never quite know if they're going to need a little bit of breaking in period with the new redshirt rules, especially. They can play Fields four games, but not even have to tear his red shirt off now. They can get him prepped and ready. But yeah, I think if you're Jake Fromm, you're trying to play through whatever injuries you've got, because you do not want to leave the field and find out just how good he is.
Is Georgia good enough to get over the hump against Alabama? We saw that you know, for about 3.5 quarters, they looked like the best team in the national championship game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you come that close, then obviously, you know, you're one play away, so obviously you can get it done if given another opportunity. They got thinned out. I mean, obviously they're going to have a lot of new leaders. Chubb and Michelle are gone. Javon Wims is gone. The defense has a lot of guys back, but just the starting lineup's been thinned out a little bit. So, you know, we'll find out about some of these star recruits from the last class or two. We'll find out about a few of them pretty quickly. But, no, I mean, just from a pure talent standpoint, they're easily one of the, what, 5, 6, 7 best teams in the country this year. And so they're going to have, you know, they won't need that many breaks to put themselves in a real good position.
Another team from the SEC that I think we'll certainly keep an eye on over the course of the season will be Auburn. Jarrett Stidham comes back, and, you know, he's going to be a junior now. A lot of people touting him as the, you know, along probably with Bryce Love of Stanford, as the, you know, the Heisman Trophy, you know, it's the sexy leader out front. Here we are in July talking about the Heisman, but that Auburn defense is probably what's going to carry them away.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they kind of improved so much over the last couple of years. Obviously, last year ended on a sour note. We almost forgot how good they were before the SEC championship game, and taking care of Georgia, taking care of Alabama. Their ceiling is obviously really, really, really high. I guess most of the defense does return. They got a couple of defensive backs to replace, but they should have most of that. There is a question, though. I mean, we'll see about some young running backs who are going to be taking on more of a load. It might result in Stidham having to take on more of a load himself. Last year, he had a couple of good backs to lean on for a good portion of the year when they weren't hurt, and now he really might have to shoulder that kind of the big hype, Heisman hype load if Auburn's going to win the SEC West again.
Bill Connolly with SB Nation with us here on College Sports Insiders. Pat Olson alongside Coast to Coast and around the world on American Forces Radio. Let's go out to the West Coast, where our show emanates from. You know, the Pac-12, some people say they beat up on each other with that schedule they have. With that said, the Washington Huskies, they return 8 starters on defense, including pretty much their entire defensive backfield, and their fine quarterback, Jake Browning, back again for his senior year. That's a team that could rise out of that Pac-12. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, they were probably the best team last year, too, but they had that weird trip down to Arizona State and kind of threw it all away, and they lost because of it. But they, I mean, they're a really, really strong team. They return probably more than any of the other Pac-12 contenders do as well. So they're in very good shape. You know, as always, when you play a 9-game conference schedule, they're going to be landmines. They certainly didn't avoid all of them last year, but they're going to be, they easily, I think, have the best chance of any team in the Pac-12 of making the playoffs. And they've got a pretty favorable schedule, all things considered.
Hey, Bill, appreciate the visit. We'll look to check in with you again down the line as the college football season approaches.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Bill Connolly from SB Nation. And he's doing the preview of every college football team. We're going to preview the ACC next. Our old buddy Ken Cross from ESPN Radio will talk about the ACC. And later in the program, the head coach of the USF Dons basketball team, Kyle Smith, along as we continue along coast to coast on SB Nation. I'm Pat Olson. You're dialed into College Sports Insider.
You're listening to College Sports Insiders.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, back.
back to College Sports Insiders.
We continue coast to coast on College Sports Insiders. We come your way each and every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, and, of course, globally on American Forces Radio. And it's the first of our Power 5 preview conference segments. We'll be doing one in our middle segment in each of the next 5 weeks. And we're kind of going alphabetical order here, not super creative, but it's the way we're doing it. So we're going to preview the ACC with our old buddy Ken Cross from ESPN Radio and Lindy's Magazine. And Ken, we're just a few weeks away. Here it comes, the start of college football.
Yeah, exciting. You know, we got some really good matchups, I think, in the first, week of the season. In fact, I think the matchups in the first week of the season are better than the second or maybe even the third. So with the ACC, you know, we're going to see them continue to improve. I think they're closing ground on the SEC, actually, overall.
Yeah, let's go right into it, the ACC. Let's start with the Atlantic Conference, or the Atlantic Division, if you will. You got Louisville. You know, they're going to have to live with life after Lamar Jackson, so to speak. You got Florida State off of, you know, kind of a disappointing 7-6 year. You know, Willie Taggart in there as the new head coach. But, you know, a lot of the folks across the country, these magazines that make these predictions, like Clemson, not just to win the ACC Atlantic, but to win the conference outright in the championship game and maybe even go on to win the national championship. How good is this Clemson team? Tremendous defensive line. That young quarterback, Kelly Bryant, now into his second year. Clemson could be poised for a really big season.
Yeah, I think they will be. I mean, you know, they've got four potential All-Americans on that defensive line. They've got Christian Wilkins, Tavian Feaster, Travis Etienne. Yeah, those guys offer the depth at running back, but Christian Wilkins is a beast. He's probably the best defensive lineman in college football. Watch the quarterback battle, though, between Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence. They like Trevor Lawrence's ability to throw the ball down the field. Kelly Bryant, I think, is clearly the favorite of the team in that locker room. And it's going to be interesting now, you know, before they coordinate the Tigers, they're going to have to figure this situation out. This could be something that hangs over this team's head this year.
You know, with regards to Clemson, I'm looking at a bit at the schedule. You know, they've got Florida State on the 27th of October. Florida State, that could be a big game for them. I know last year, you know, Florida State going in was – projected as a team that could be in that run for the national championship. They end up having their starting quarterback go down, and in week one they end up, you know, 7-6 for the year. They've had a coaching change. They open up with a tough game early, their first game. I believe it's that Monday night against Virginia Tech. So we're going to learn real quick about where Florida State's program is at.
Yeah, you know, the quarterback battle there between DeAndre Francois and James Blackman is going to be interesting. Remember, DeAndre Francois, you know, was a Heisman Trophy. He was kind of on the outskirts of the five that would go to New York before he got hurt against Alabama. And he got hurt against Alabama late in the game with 6 or 7 minutes left when it was decided. You know, and they're calling his health. They're not giving him a clean bill of health yet. But, you know, they've got to do better in the passing game because they're always deep at wide receiver. If Francois comes back healthy, I think the Seminoles will challenge Clemson for the Atlantic.
Where does Louisville fit in the mix? I know it's, you know, post-Lamar Jackson now. For Louisville, they've got a more prototype quarterback, a big kid, Juwan. I love the last name. He was made to be quarterback, Juwan Pass, a 6'4" specimen who goes about 225, 230. How far can Pass take Louisville?
You know, that's a good question. We're going to find out week one against Alabama when the two match up in Orlando. And I, you know, the jury's out because we haven't seen him play yet. You know, we know he's got accolades, and he's going to have good skill depth on that Louisville football team. Yeah, the key for the Cardinals, I think, is tightening their defense up, you know, tightening their corners and their secondary up, you know, to be able to maybe give Juwan Pass some short fields early so maybe they can get quick scores and scores where they don't have to move the ball, you know, the length of the field.
Ken Cross with ESPN Radio and Lindy Sports Magazine with us here on College Sports Insiders. Always does a great job covering the ACC for us, whether it's football or basketball. Speaking of basketball, stay with us here on College Sports Insiders. We'll talk a little round ball in our next segment. We're going to go out to the West Coast and check in with Kyle Smith, the head coach of the USF Dons. They're off a postseason appearance, and USF trying to crack the top three in the West Coast Conference. But as we continue our ACC football preview with college football, just a bit more than a month away. Ken, let's move over to the Coastal Division. You know, Miami last year, boy, Miami was a team that a lot of us liked, including yourself, including me. They started 10-0, and then they lost their final three ball games. What will Miami need to kind of, I guess, get back on the winning path, erase that three-game losing streak out of their mind from a year ago, and make another run in the ACC?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, that three-game losing streak. I mean, the loss to Wisconsin, the Badgers, were one consistent holding penalty all night against Miami's speed defense, and it never got called. It was incredible. Ask Mark Rick. But anyway, you know, you're going up with Miami, Virginia Tech, I think it's going to be 1-2. The game is played in Blacksburg this year on November 17th. If Miami gets by LSU week one in Dallas or in Arlington, I think the Hurricanes will move into Blacksburg undefeated November 17th. You know, we're talking about quarterback battles now. Malik Rozier comes back. There's some that weren't real happy with his consistency in the passing game. Watch Nikosi Perry. Nikosi Perry is a redshirt freshman, and he can wing the apple.
You know, you mentioned Virginia Tech, Ken, and you know Tech last year. They had a 9-win season, excellent year, but you know they lose five starters off their defense, particularly in the linebacking core. They're going to be really young at linebacker, and that's obviously a key part of anybody's defense.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're going up against teams in this ACC that can line up and run the football on you, that linebacker spot, you know, is going to be it's going to be paramount that they get people in there and get them stable and confident, you know, to be able to make plays early. That VT game at Florida State week one will tell you a lot right there, because I think Florida State under Willie Taggart in his first year is going to be sneaky good, and they're going to come out of the pack here. I know Clemson, you know, has got the talent. They're the favorite, all this thing. But this quarterback battle at Clemson, I think there may be a little bit more to it than what we know, which means if the Seminoles are congruent and all on the same page, they can slip in there and win the Atlantic.
Georgia Tech, interesting team, too, that could knock off a couple of clubs on that coastal side. And, you know, I like their head coach, Jim Johnson. You know, he had that long, good run. He turned the Navy football program around before he went to Georgia Tech. In fact, we've been in conversation with their sports information people, and we're told we have a good chance to perhaps get him on this show as we approach the start of the season.
Good.
But, you know, that's an interesting team. It's a hard team to try and figure out how to defend with that offense they run.
Yeah, it's that option offense. I mean, there are a lot of different running game qualities in there. And, I mean, Paul Johnson is so brilliant in calling that thing that he can call it without really a play chart. And, you know, this day and time in today's college football, there's a lot to be said about that. But, of course, you know, he's been involved with that offense for many, many years. You see some single wing action in there. You see some wing T action. Lots of different dynamics in Georgia Tech's offense. Really fun to watch when they get it rolling.
Ken, give us a surprise team or two this year in the ACC, maybe one that the pundits aren't picking to do much that you think might have an upset or two in them.
Well, I think that Pittsburgh in the Coastal is a really good place to start with Pat Narduzzi now, I think, entering his third year there. He's built the team. He's going to have stability and a stable base of football players. They're going to be physical, and able to come at you. Remember, 2 years ago, they beat Clemson at Clemson, during the regular season. Going over to the Atlantic, I like Wake Forest. I think Dave Clawson does an excellent job. He's brought in a plethora of athletes. I think the athletic ability of Wake Forest football team is as high as I can ever remember. And they're very physical. I like the way they play the game. Watch November 22 when Notre Dame rolls into Winston-Salem. We'll see what happens. I think that after last year, such a high-scoring game in South Bend where the Deacons came back, felt like they could win. I think they've got a good shot to take the Fighting Irish down and win the title.
All right, that's Ken Cross from Lindy's and ESPN Radio, and that's your ACC football preview. We'll talk college basketball next as we flip it over to round ball. And Kyle Smith, the head coach of the USF Dons out of the West Coast Conference, joins us in moments as we continue coast to coast and around the world. I'm Pat Olson. This is College Sports Insiders.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Now, more of College Sports Insiders. Here's Pat Olson.
Well, we continue along here on College Sports Insiders across the country on SB Nation, driven through Sports Byline USA and globally on American Forces Radio. And yeah, we talked a little college football in our first couple of segments. Let's flip it over to the round ball. We'll talk some college basketball with the head coach at the University of San Francisco, Kyle Smith. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. We got a little sunny day in the summer here in San Francisco. That doesn't happen enough.
That does not happen a whole bunch. Let's the first thing I want to jump into, and the listeners that follow this program know that this has been a topic I've been on the last month or so. The West Coast Conference, the league you play in, has gone to a little bit of a change in the schedule, moving away from the traditional round robin. It's a league with 10 teams, and obviously for our listeners across the country, they know Gonzaga and St. Mary's, BYU, the USF Dons, your team in the West Coast Conference, Pepperdine, and, you know, a few others. But instead of playing everybody twice, 18 games, they've gone to this kind of bye schedule where I guess the schedule was put together perhaps to, and I'm just going to guess here, to protect, maybe help, you know, St. Mary's and Gonzaga with their RPI, the rating percentage index, because they will not play the 9th and 10th place teams twice each, just once each. So what do you make of this schedule from the coaching perspective?
Well, it's two things that were involved here. And I think when we met on this stuff, it was very apparent. Like, A, in order to get all the games in, we were having to start like December 24th or December 26th, and being Catholic schools and predominantly Catholic schools, Christian schools, we didn't think that was a great look to play 18 games. For that, you know, then to get our conference tournament where it lies pretty early in the championship season. So you had that going on. And then there was the idea that let's protect RPIs, not necessarily those two schools you mentioned, but of whoever finishes first and second. And they've been there a lot. But there's also a formula involved where it goes your previous 2 years RPI plus how coaches project how you're going to finish this year and win it, but whatever. And it was like they definitely needed some accounting firm to calculate everything.
Yeah, they had to come up with a way to figure out who – I guess just gets Gonzaga once and St. Mary's once, and they kind of moved down the standings.
The idea was the programs that have been, you know, that are either rebuilding or weren't projected to do well based on, I think it was some of the coaches, maybe the media involved too, I don't know, and previous, you know, recent finishes and I'm not saying that, you know, if we're in that boat, which we were not, I'm all for that. I'm okay with that. The top two teams, I think it does help. It doesn't, like I said, if you're competing for an at-large bid, playing a team that might be 250 or lower really can hurt you. And especially if you could lose to those. And you could lose that game, too, and then you're absolutely scratched from any consideration.
Yeah, especially you can lose that game if it's on the road. We know it's difficult to win on the road in any conference. Kyle Smith, the head coach of the USF Dons basketball team, here with us coast to coast on College Sports Insiders. You know, this West Coast Conference schedule, you know, however it came about, does bring some intrigue. And, you know, you kind of answered my question a little bit, but I ask you anyway. You know, if you finish 9th or 10th place, you know, and you're one of those, I guess, bottom feeders, I don't know what term to use, but if your team had a little bit of a rough year,
we like to say that's a rebuilding program.
Okay, so the rebuilding program that finishes in 9th or 10th place, I'll use the phrase avoids, or the term avoids. They get to avoid playing Gonzaga twice. Now, to me, that's a bit of a double-edged sword. I don't know about you. You're the coach. You're the competitor. But if I'm a head coach in the West Coast Conference, I want to play Gonzaga two times. I want to see how I measure up against Mark Few's team that is, you know, been sort of the big dog in the West Coast Conference. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, hopefully, if we're in that rebuilding phase, I may not be the coach anymore. But if I was, you never know. I don't know. I think you get them once, could be at home or on the road. That might be enough. And not necessarily, like, again, it's not necessarily that school you keep alluding to. It's the first or second projected team. We got to think in terms. It's not.
Okay. I'm making too many assumptions, but, you know, I'm kind of going on what's been the history of the league, and you lead into my next thought. The last 2 years, your USF Dons have finished fourth in the West Coast Conference, and there has been the big three, and the media folks and whoever they are have kind of made the assumption I just made. Hey, Gonzaga is going to be first place, and then it's St. Mary's and BYU. Let's make the argument that USF can crack into that top three. What needs to happen to topple the league so it's not always Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and BYU we're talking about at the top?
Well, I think for us, we need to be healthy. I think we were closer than people think. Again, the St. Mary's is actually picked to win last year, so I got to make sure you're aware.
I'm aware of that. Yeah, I did not pick them. By the way, I did not agree.
Are you calling me from Spokane? I'm not sure.
All right, go ahead.
But for us to make that, I think we're closer to people. I mean, we had an opportunity. You know, we had two games that, we really snatched defeat out of the hands of victory at Loyola and at BYU. And some of those are youth. And we didn't have Charles Menlin last year, and hopefully he'll be healthy and back with us this year. So I think that was staying healthy and then getting a little more, I think we're going to be more seasoned in close games. And had we been able to capture those two games, I believe that would have put us in third or tied for third with BYU, which would have been a huge step for us. And I think, you know, hopefully just steadily keep doing what we've been doing. We've really been young. We don't lose a lot. And I think it's just about getting the program to mature and develop, and we can't worry about what others, you know, you can really get caught up in what everyone else is doing recruiting wise and how their pro team's doing. You know, obviously we got to keep getting incrementally better.
Your team went to the CBI last year. You had a nice run in that tournament. You go all the way to the championship round against North Texas and you lose a 2 out of 3 series. Your team played 39 games a year ago. You went 22-17, and I know traveling with your club, our listeners know I do the play-by-play for the Dons. It was a season that kind of went on and on and on. But with that said, I would imagine some great benefit to have a young team play that many games. Your freshmen are almost like in the middle of their sophomore year now coming in.
No, I agree. I think that it is a goal of ours to be a team that's to prepare to play in March. You know, you have to kind of mentally get yourself in an expectation and playing and competing. And yeah, the semester, you're getting the semester falling behind the books and practice gets harder and games get hard. But, you know, if you're mentally tough, and then I don't know if there's a better tool for getting better than playing in games. So playing games and getting that, and especially tournament games or elimination games where it really brings up the competitive spirit in you. Our guys did a great job, you know, got to the finals and had a chance at two cracks to win the championship and just fell short on the road there. But I think those games should benefit us too greatly.
You know, aside from playing the games, how much does it also help your team just to be around each other for that length of time? Because as I recall, in North Texas, which is in Denton, it's about 40-minute drive outside of Dallas. The day between games, here you are playing for a championship, and you took the guys as a group out, you know, just out to the movies. Just doing that kind of stuff can help guys, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think we're you know, if I look back when I took the job, you know, our goal was really to have great attitude, great work ethic, and then cultivate this idea, guys that really want to be here and in the city of San Francisco at the university and be around each other. I think it's important building team and camaraderie where they're not as isolated, you know, staring at their phones or looking at social media all the time. You know, I think it's, you know, I went to a movie, but it was like we put the phones down, going over and doing that, got popcorn, and we had to talk or whatever, that stuff. And those things, I think they're probably more important now than ever as far as trying to get guys spend time together off the court. I think that's helpful.
Kyle Smith, the head coach of the USF Dons basketball team, with us here coast to coast on College Sports Insiders. Coach, you mentioned this earlier in the interview. You didn't lose a whole lot from last year. I know your one senior, Chase Foster, graduates out. Charles Minland, was hurt a year ago. He plays that small forward position, kind of a slasher, score, good defender. How much of a difference can a healthy Minland help your team coming up here in 18-19?
I think he immediately puts just a lot of pressure on the other teams. Scouting report. He just draws a lot. He makes everyone better because he should be, on paper, I'd say, be our leading scorer if he's healthy. And that's important. I think that's what we're missing, a little bit of firepower last year with him being out. He replaced Chase. He's not quite the shooter, but a little more dynamic scorer and playmaker. He really coming on for injury. So, I think that's important. I mean, it's a preseason all-league. Because people thought highly enough of sophomore, he might be an all-league player. So, we got to be patient with them. Missing a year, regardless if you're healthy, even if you're healthy, there's going to be some rust. And, he'll get his confidence. But, I mean, he's very hungry to, get back in there. And he'll be a welcome addition.
A guy that really took off this past year is your point guard, Frankie Ferrari, kind of took over the role and all the minutes at point guard, moving into the conference play. And he's a heady kid. He played with an awful lot of confidence. I would expect that we're going to see more growth this coming year from Frankie Ferrari. And as your point guard, you're probably going to rely on him for some leadership.
Absolutely. I think I told you, when we were going about that Loyola game in league, I said I just have to commit to Frankie and he, we've been through whatever we had to and sorted things out, and he really responded, and he's deserving of it. He's had some bumps and bruises along the way just with health, and he left the school after his freshman year and came back and, had some rust on him. Similarly, like, he'll be a good leader and role model when Charles is going through this after he missed a year. But it's really him and Nate are going to be, captains. Nate's going to be a three-year captain. I don't think there's any program that'll have better leadership at the top than us as far as attitude, work ethic, achievers. I actually have to make sure they don't work too hard so they don't get themselves hurt. So we'll be as good as they take us. And I feel that's kind of our year three in the program. It's like, hey, it's now in your hands. You guys know what to expect. And you guys lead these new ones that are coming on board. And then that's when you got a program.
Coach, we've got under a minute to go in the segment. I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a chance to talk about your schedule, because we know that, sometimes it's difficult, medium-sized schools to get, high-level teams to play in your building, yet you've got Stanford and Arizona State both coming to your, War Memorial Gym this year, and you're going to play in a tournament in Northern Ireland. Tell us a bit about that schedule.
No, we're excited about it. I think the Scott Sidwell, when I took the job, he really wanted to elevate the program. He's done an awesome job as far as getting our practice facilities, or that those are coming, renovating War Memorial, new locker room, that we had to do those things and also try to elevate ourselves as a program. So we're excited having Pac-12 teams come playing in our gym, going on the road, playing at Cal, playing the Northern Ireland tournament. I think just if you look at whatever the urban Catholic schools, and obviously Loyola Chicago had a great run, but whether it's St. Joe's or DePaul, or we got to get in that conversation where we're one of the programs people think of, and you got to fight people. So if we're going to get to that top of the league, we got to start treating ourselves that way. So we're going for it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. I know you're looking forward to the season. It's going to come up a lot quicker than you think, and go Don.
All right, thanks, Pat.
All right, that's Kyle Smith, the head coach of the USF Dons. Some final thoughts as we close it out next. I'm Pat Olson, Coast to Coast on College Sports Insiders.
You're listening to College Sports Insiders.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation.
800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now, back to College Sports Insider.
Well, some final thoughts here on College Sports Insiders. We're less than a month away from the first college football games that weekend of August 25th, 26th. There's a handful of games. It really gets going with the weekend of September 1st, and there are some good games on the schedule. We want to thank our guest that joined us, Bill Connolly from SB Nation. We like his energy and the idea of trying to do a preview for all 130 Division I college football teams and rank them. So we thank Bill, who joined us in our first segment. Ken Cross, who came along in our second segment, our buddy from the ACC. And Ken gave us our first of the Power 5 preview segments, the ACC. Next Sunday, we'll have a Big Ten preview for you. Next Sunday as well, we'll visit with Matt Lowe from Lindy's Magazine, and also Rick Barry, former college basketball and NBA legend. That's going to be coming up next Sunday on this program. We also thank Kyle Smith, the head coach of the USF Dons, and, of course, the West Coast Conference, which Coach Smith works out of, making that change in their schedule. And Gonzaga, you know, they only play Portland and Pepperdine one time each this year because of that change in the schedule. So that's kind of interesting topic to talk about. We also want to thank our executive producer, the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. We're back again next Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm Pat Olson. This is College Sports Insider.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I've been knocking out all bums for about 32-plus years now on the radio. But if you're not part of the Ring Talk family, I implore you to join us every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on Sports Byline.